WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your evening flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Joe Cutter. Topping our report at this hour, investigators probing crude pipe bombs sent to prominent Democrats are trying to determine whether the devices were intended to detonate or whether they were simply sent to sow fear. That according to two law enforcement officials who said the devices were not rigged like a traditional booby trap package bomb that would explode upon opening. And sources are telling the Associated Press tonight that a search of the mail database in the probe points investigators toward South Florida. The latest on the story at NJ1015.com. More than two dozen members of a violent drug trafficking gang in Trenton faced federal conspiracy and weapons charges following a major sweep by the FBI.
In a coordinated operation early this morning, law enforcement arrested 13 of the defendants. Nine of the other defendants were already in local custody.
U.S. Attorney for New Jersey Craig Carpenito says members of the gang distributed massive amounts of heroin and other drugs in and around Trenton. A former chief of the Delran Emergency Squad faces insurance fraud charges after fudging report forms from calls that he worked on. 66-year-old Donald Horner let his EMT certification lapse while still going out on calls. Horner accused of altering reports of more than 20 calls to make it appear there was a certified EMT on the call. Monmouth County Sheriff Sean Golden says they're enlisting the help of county residents and businesses with video surveillance systems to make them available by registering with the county. Golden denies Operation Watchdog is an effort to spy on the public.
There's no real-time monitoring of the camera systems, and certainly law enforcement isn't tied into those systems, but it's an informational piece.
He says Monmouth County is the first in Jersey to utilize Operation Watchdog. A Stratford man walking to buy a Mega Millions lottery ticket fell and broke his hip, but the trip to the hospital turned into his lucky break. 87-year-old Earl Livingston was invited to join the hospital staff's lottery pool, which included a winning $1 million Mega Millions ticket. Livingston will need a hip replacement, but he says he's thankful.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.